Hey everybody, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to the Anxious and Depressed Club. You know, that place where we talk about all the messy, beautiful things life throws at us, especially when it feels like it's throwing a whole carnival of chaos our way. Today, we're diving into something I think is super important, but often gets overlooked. Creating healthy boundaries in our relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells? Or maybe someone keeps pushing your buttons, leaving you feeling drained and resentful? Yeah, me too. But guess what? You're not alone. Setting boundaries is a superpower, folks. It's about protecting your well-being, your time, and your energy. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? So why should you let them waltz into your emotional space whenever they please? Boundaries are your personal line in the sand. They say, this is me, this is what I need, and this is how I want to be treated. Now, before you picture yourself building a fortress of isolation, trust me, that's not the goal. Let me break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you set boundaries like a boss. First off, understanding your needs is essential. What drains you? What makes you feel uncomfortable? What are your values and priorities? Take some time to really reflect on this stuff. Journaling can be super helpful for getting those thoughts out of your head and onto paper. It's like having a conversation with yourself, just a more productive one. Next, communication is key, my friends. This doesn't mean shouting from the rooftops or launching into an addict diatribe. It's about being clear, assertive, and direct. When someone crosses your boundary, gently but firmly let them know. Hey, I really appreciate you wanting to talk, but I need some quiet time right now, or I feel uncomfortable when you make comments about my weight. Please respect my boundaries. Thirdly, remember that saying no is a complete sentence. You don't owe anyone an explanation for prioritizing your own well-being. You wouldn't say yes to every request at work, right? Same principle applies here. Now, let's talk about consistency. Boundaries aren't a one-time thing, they're a continuous practice. It takes time and effort to establish them and even more to maintain them. Be patient with yourself and remember that it's okay to adjust boundaries as needed. Life is constantly evolving, so your boundaries should too. And lastly, don't be afraid to seek support. Talk to trusted friends or family members. Consider therapy if you feel overwhelmed or need guidance. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a lovely soul who always puts everyone else first. She agrees to everything, even when she's exhausted or has other commitments. Her friends constantly call on her for favors, and she rarely says no, even if it means sacrificing her own needs. One day, Sarah hits a breaking point. She's overwhelmed, resentful, and feeling like she's losing herself in the process of trying to please everyone else. This is when Sarah realizes she needs to set boundaries. She starts by saying no to some requests, delegating tasks, and communicating her needs more clearly. Slowly but surely, things start to change. Sarah feels less stressed, more fulfilled, and finally has time for herself. D. Boundaries are not about being selfish or shutting people out. They are about creating a healthier, happier life for yourself. So remember these key takeaways. Get clear on your needs, communicate assertively, say no without guilt, be consistent, and don't hesitate to seek support. You've got this. Setting healthy boundaries is an act of self-love, and trust me, you deserve all the love and respect in the world. Remember to share this episode with anyone who might need a little boundary boost and join the conversation on social media using #TheAnxiousAndDepressedClub. Can't wait to hear your thoughts. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.